Okay.
If you go to the next, to the right, the blue column, Empire proposed value, that's the proposed value that Empire put on the appeal forms for this year.
Okay.
Those are the values that we'd like the board to enter, because as you'll see, they line up exactly with the STC's decision appeal numbers, which are the next column over.
Okay.
The furthest, the next blue column is the appraisals determination for each of the parcels,
which the tax commission adopted.
Which adopted, yep. There are a few exceptions, and you'll see those, and we can talk about them. And then the pink columns to the far right show just the history of how these parcels have been assessed. And if you remember when we were here 2 years ago, what got Empire motivated to do this? They're not in the business of appealing property taxes. You've probably never seen it here, because generally speaking, if it's within the realm of reason, they just let it go. But from 23, it was a 600% increase, which
right.
got people's attention. So I just wanted to show you how these properties have been assessed from 19 through 23.
Right.
Okay, so that's what you're looking at on the sheet. The one that's highlighted in yellow on the second page. So the assessor's credit for the 2025 assessment, she did correct some errors. There were some parcels in 23 she had at like 60,000 an acre or 80,000 an acre, which we talked about those before, which were clearly errors. She did correct some of those for 2025.
Good.
But overall, she ended up higher than she was in 2023 because she took the dam parcel up to $57 million. Where the previous, in 23, she had it at $7 million.
But there was a decision.
Yeah, the SEC decided and approved the $4.6 million number, which was based on a cost approach and based on the appraisal. So that's been appraised, and the SEC's decided that one. But that's the cause. That would explain why we're kind of at the total same number, a little bit higher, although the assessor did drop many of the parcels. Going back to the pink column that has colors in it in each row, I want to explain like this column here.
Okay.
What those colors mean. If it has no shade, then there was no change from 2023, from 23 to 25, from the assessment perspective. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The blue columns are parcels where the assessor lowered the value from 2023 to 2025. But it's still higher than the appraised value.
Okay.
The orange parcels are ones where the assessor increased the value over 2023 and Empire received change notices.
Okay.
And then if you keep going down, I think the first one you see is on page two, there's a couple of green shades. The green indicates a parcel where the assessor lowered the value from 2023 for 25, but lowered it even below where the SPC was. So those would be, and by the way, as I said when we first got in here, okay. Empire's willing to, we could be advantageous and dismiss those appeals and accept a lower value, but if they do that, they're going to buy by the STC decision. So on those green parcels, we're willing to accept the STC's decision number, which is even higher than the 2025 assessment.
Okay, did the tax commission make any kind of, you didn't have those under appeal, the last three?
The last three, they were dismissed. And the proposed value that Empire has put in there, which is in column, the blue shaded column,
I see.
Just line up with the per acre value. I believe that's right, Amy. I think that's what we did, right? You know, we just took the appraised value methodology and applied it on a per acre basis for those three parcels. And as you can see, it's not.
Okay, so what, I mean, did the tax commission come up with for all of these properties a relatively uniform, or did they just use what your appraiser had done, basically?
They just basically said, we accept the appraisal.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, with respect to those three properties, tell me what you.
So the value that we would like to see is
I see the
Empire proposed market value.
And you use what figure to get? In other words, I'm trying to figure out what did you use to get to these figures you're proposing.
I will have to...
I think it was actually the 2021 appraisal. Or
oh, put it back to 2021.
Yeah, I think that's what we did.
The assessor, or did
the
was
assessor. The assessor what she had on the 21.
Okay, well,
let's.
Did your appraiser? I mean, I understand that you didn't have these under appeal.
Let me, if you would, Your Honor, give me 1 second, and I can. If that number in this chart is wrong, I sincerely apologize. Let me just. So we can maybe do this together. So if you go to the appraisal. So the section, so it starts on page 234, which is valuation section for parcels. That's the group of parcels that these three would fall into as far as the type of parcel. And so if you go to 234.
Backwater of Bull Creek Water. And then you've got Lakeshore Drive land, and then you've got Eastside Peninsula Y Highway.
So what I want to do is show you the per acre value. So you see, just if you would flip to page 230, yeah, you're seeing it. So this is the lion's share of all the parcels.
Okay.
And if you need a sales comparison approach.
Are all these other three just?
They're just like these. And I've got a Beacon picture.
No, I mean, I've got from the description here at Backwater, Bull Creek, North Park, Lakeshore Drive. And
in your file, I've got the Beacon pictures of those three parcels.
Okay.
So you can make sure that you agree with me that they're the same.
It would be, do you have any idea on BOE, our BOE appeal numbers? Do you have them associated with an appeal number on there by chance?
Or okay. Even the parcel number?
I have the parcel numbers.
Yeah,
okay.
We can do. We've it's got the parcel.
Sheet. The parcel numbers are on this sheet for the last three.
Yeah, she just gave her one of your sheets. So, okay, but these are all floodplain pieces, floodplain parcels. Okay. So, based on their acreage, each one of these last three have been valued on a per acre basis.
That's right.
Because she said something about using the assessor's values. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here.
Bear with me. I apologize. I need to just make sure.
That's all right. I just want to make sure we at least get.
Can the assessor say something?
I'm sorry?
Can the assessor say something?
Well, yeah. Just let me know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we redid this for 25, total value, it's very close to what it was for what we had in the past. But, again, the dam itself is worth substantially more. And that's why we were able to equalize out at the 4356 for everything. But when it came to what the schools or the county, what that total value is, it's just slightly above what it was in the past. So if you think of it in terms of the school dollars, you know, that the levy dollars bring in, those district numbers are almost the same with me putting the land at the lower amount all the way across and then valuing the dam at it actually was valued at like $82 million, but it was built in 1913. It depreciated. Plus, it had an additional spillway added in, I think, 2006 or 2013. And so when it depreciated, it came down to $49 million.
Okay.
sorry, 55 million. And the land itself is 1,870.
So I can address.
Okay, anything else?
I'm also glad, though, too, that when we did this, we did find out exactly what the state assesses. So we are clear for the next assessor what is state assessed, which we were never sure of.
I do need to, we need to figure out which out of all of these 142 on our sheet, which BOE numbers are going to be those last three. Okay. Is that in order? Is that 240?
So, Your Honor.
246, 249, and 204.
Yeah, I apologize. Just one second. 246 is 140 on this sheet, on their sheet here. They've got them in order here. Okay, so it's, they're in order down 240, 241, 242.
So I have a proposal on those three.
Okay.
This is exactly what the assessor is suggesting. He has the current countywide value for commercial acre 50, 40,
what was your 4356?
4356.
I think if we just times it by the for those three guys, we'll accept that number. It's just not worth the stress.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I've got. I mean, I'd like to be consistent with what you what the okay. state did, but
what the state did is for non-floodplain acres 4,000 an acre.
Okay.
For floodplain acres 2,500 an acre, and for water 500 an acre. We're running the math on that because I apologize that is not what was in the spreadsheet because this I that. I'm sorry about that. So okay. I can run those numbers here quickly. The state is doing that.
How much was your underwater?
Well, not mine. It's the state tax collection. So.
That was what the appraiser, they adopted from the state tax.
4,000 was the?
4,000 for non-floodplain.
Okay.
So that's pretty close to her value on the.
For non-floodplain.
Right, for non-floodplain.
2,500 for floodplain. Okay. And 500 for water.
That's kind of disingenuous, though, isn't it? Because you caused the floodplain.
Well,
you should have made that argument.
Well, that's okay. But, but I do see that my original underwater rate, when I raised it from 150 or 2, that it went up to 5. I was right where the definition said. So.
So, but to address the dam, I think she mentioned the dam. And
tax commission.
Yeah, tax commission. Right, so do you want us to do the math on those? Do you want us to do the math on that? Because
yeah, and frankly, in order to get you know, I don't want you to have to come back certainly, but on those three, if we could just get the figures, I would like to use the whatever methodology they used before to be
right
consistent
now
with everything.
Yep, we're doing it right. Yep.
All right, but I can make as to. Here,
I need to motion on the rest.
I need to make a motion. I want to make a motion. I want to make sure that I'm. We got BOE 194. Through 230. So we have 200. Okay, are there, have we got some stuck in the middle of these again? Because I'm showing 194 to 230, which is more than 142 parcels.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm not talking to you guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking to our clerks here because I'm trying to figure out if we're missing some. They're all together or missing some numbers.
So 194 starts on page 3.
Yep.
And it goes.
And I'm just trying to figure, are we missing some numbers here? Because 194 to 230 is more than 142. It's 100 and.